for all this?
Absolutely, absolutely. But we'll put out a release later today with announcing some of the staff that will be working on the transition. The governor-elect will be here to meet with the Assembly Republicans, and he'll be available for comment after that.
Do you want to be in the administration? I mean, after this is all done, you've led the way for Scott Walker to become governor. Now, do you want to be part of it?
I haven't made that decision yet. I'm focused on the transition and making sure that the governor-elect puts together the best team possible.
What kind of timeline is he on in terms of naming the secretary appointments?
We have no specific timeline right now. We're going to be patient and find the best people.
Is he going to have a model like Tommy Thompson had with Jim Clouser or Jim Doyle with Susan Goodwin type?
I think he'll have his own model. It might be a hybrid between those. But obviously, it's like putting a puzzle together. So we're going to put a team together that works well together and put the best people in the right places.
Well, both those models had like basically one person that was the right-hand man or person, whatever you want to say, of the governor. I mean, is he going to have one go-to person?
No, I think we'll have a team. No, we'll have a team of key people that we'll put together.
You talked on the campaign about calling a special session on the first day. Has he started to work on the legislation that he introduced?
We're putting together a working group that'll start working on that. There's nothing specific yet on that, though.
Who's on the working group?
That'll be announced probably later in the week.
Is there any meetings scheduled today with Scott and officials on the high-speed rail situation, Talgo, that sort of thing?
I know
that
no.
There was talk.
No, not today.
Any movement? Is he working on that project right now, trying to figure this where we're at? I think we talked to him on Thursday. He was still trying to gather information. Is he satisfied
still,
that he knows what's going on?
There's still information to be gathered, kind of at the staff level. But he has no public meetings on that.
Has he talked directly with DOT or the governor's office about where things stand?
He's spoken directly to the governor last week on the phone, and they're going to be having a meeting this afternoon.
On this subject or?
Just in general.
About how long do we have time for that meeting?
That's up to them. It's just going to be the two of them meeting. So that may be on the agenda.
Is there any way that he'll back away from killing the terrain that there might still be a high-speed rail line between Madison and Milwaukee under Governor Doyle?
He's pretty firm in his position on high-speed rail.
Let's get time for one more, guys. I'm going to go, John.
How much help does he need from Doyle during this transition, or is he pretty much just need Doyle to step out of the way and he'll take care of the rest?
The Doyle administration has been very helpful, and we're appreciative of that. The Department of Administration has been working with us very closely and setting up office space and providing us briefing materials. So we're very appreciative of the Doyle administration. We do need their help, and we are working very well together.
But I assume since he's been in Madison before and has a lot of people who have been here before, he knows his way around town. It's not he's completely unfamiliar with.
That's true. But, it's been 8 years since he's been here. So, we're relying a lot on the Doyle administration's help.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.